Beside you, open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your nothing but more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweet disappears, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. In your presence, oh,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence.
Of your presence, let us experience your goodness.
Let let us become more aware of your presence. Let us become the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness.
Holy Spirit,
you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Holy
Spirit, you are welcome here. Comfort this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts. Let
Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for being present with us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, open up our hearts, our eyes, our minds, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you would bless Derek as he brings forth the word and that you would speak through him, Lord Jesus. You and only you, Lord God. I pray that you would allow us to be ready to hear what you have to hear, or have us to hear, and that our hearts would be open to receive it, Lord God, and that you will do a work in us through what we learned today, Lord God, in our worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And if you'd remain standing with me and turn in your Bibles, either your physical Bible or the copy on your phone or other device, to Ephesians chapter 4. Today we'll be reading verses 1 through 16. And if you are in kindergarten through sixth grade, at this time you are dismissed to Children's Church. We'll be learning from Miss Kim and from Ish. And we bless the children as they go. But as for the rest of us, if you would join me as we read Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated at this time.